Hello, Mary. Season's greetings to you.
And to you, love.
Just Merry, Merry Christmas. And I'm sorry I can't be there in the studio with you today. But I wanted to send my Christmas wishes from here in London to yourself.
That's lovely. I know you're training hard for the coming year. And, we were talking about your mum and dad and how supportive they've been of you. But so was the trust over the years, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, the trust was really essential. I mean, rowing is an expensive sport, and generally sports nowadays, you know, they're going in that path of professionalism now. You know, for me, that I think it was more than just the money as well. Just the fact that you had the faith in me, that, you know, that I was worth the investment as such. For me as a young person, really sort of did give me that lift that other people were interested in where I was going.
And you're going further. I know Rio. I'm going to go to Rio and see you win gold.
You've got to. And I hope that everyone else does, you know, follows me all the way through. And, you know, whilst I'm still performing at this level, I'll soak up all the limelight I can get. So because they'll soon be putting us all into a shadow, so they will, Mary.
No, you never fade. You will never fade. Once you've been an Olympian and won a medal, you're remembered for a lifetime. So keep inspiring the next generation.
Oh, no, Mary, I tell you, the only thing that inspires me is wanting to get my picture on a plane just like you. I heard you doing it, and I just thought, that sounds pretty good, so it does, you know, getting into a plane with your own picture on the thing, regardless of whether or not the stewardess is impressed or not.
I wish you and your family and your lovely wife a very happy and a Christmas and a healthy new year, Alan, and lots of good training.
And Mary, look, if you are ever at a loose end for Christmas or for just a hot dinner, you know that our house is always open, so it's up in Coleraine. My mum and dad would love to have you, so they would, and everything else. And we have a very big family Christmas we do usually every year. Fortunately, this year I'm not able to get home. I actually have some very good news. My wife, Juliet, and myself are expecting a baby.
Oh, you're joking.
Wonderful. That's lovely.
That's an exclusive. So nobody actually knows.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Does mummy know yet?
Yeah. Mum knows.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
A few other people do know, but I wasn't going to say, but I thought, you know, to be honest, Mary, you get people talking to you, sort of thing, you know, and so we're sort of taking it easy, so we are, and obviously we've got a big year ahead of us, so we do, and everything else, so it's exciting times, but there's always room at the family table for yourself, Mary, so, and Alan, there's no room for you, I'm afraid.
He eats too much.